This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. DOE's planned expansion could mean that, quote, it ain't your daddy's whip anymore, end quote. Over 60 people attended a town hall to learn about Santa Fe County's emergency preparedness and response capabilities. The town hall focused on the proposed expansion of the types of plutonium-contaminated nuclear waste that could be transported through New Mexico should the Department of Energy DOE's plan to bring 50 metric tons of surplus plutonium to the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP. Santa Fe County Commissioners Anna Hamilton and Hank Hughes, along with the 285 All Community Group, organized the event to address growing community concerns about the proposed shipments. If DOE decides to bring this waste via Highway 285 to Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, for processing, every community along the way must be more fully prepared to respond to an accident or a package failure during transport. Santa Fe County Assistant Fire Chief Martin Vigil addressed some of these community concerns. He poignantly said that for incidents involving radiation and nuclear releases, there is no difference between real and perceived risks. It is essential to address both. County Fire Department personnel have participated in ongoing trainings to build core capabilities and strengthen relationships. Training exercises sometimes last 3 days with 110 patients. Such extensive trainings allow the discovery of what Vigil calls quote-unquote gaps. He noted, for example, that following decontamination, a person needs some type of foot covering to walk to the medical post. As a result, the county purchased foot coverings. Vigil emphasized that local governments must make real investments in emergency preparedness and response. That burden would fall on taxpayers. He reported that the federal WIP facility provides $15,000 a year to Santa Fe County. The 285 All presentation focused on the proposed transportation of the triggers, or plutonium pits for nuclear weapons, from the Pantex facility located north of Amarillo, Texas, to LANL on Highway 285, then to the Savannah Riverside in South Carolina, and finally to WIP for disposal in the underground salt mine 26 miles east of Carlsbad, New Mexico. At each stage, DOE plans to make significant change to the form and chemical composition of the shipment. Cindy Wheeler of 285 All explained that DOE's expansion plans for WIP means that, quote, it ain't your daddy's WIP anymore, end quote. 285 All is, quote, a neighborhood issues awareness group working to help protect our quality of life and maintain property values, end quote. All are welcome to attend the next 285 All meeting on Wednesday, August 11th at 6 p.m. at the Vista Grande Library in El Dorado. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platforms.